Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for Dan Issel and Louis Ribeau, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Dan and Louis.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. This is Issel and Louie on ESPN 680 105.7. However you're listening this morning, thanks for spending part of your day with us. And as always, the first hour of the show is brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism. Louis, how are you this morning?
I have hot takes today, Dan. How are you?
Hot takes.
Hot takes.
I can hardly wait.
Lots of not great things going on in the area, Dan. That's where I'm at. How are you, man? How's the snow out there? Nice and snowy?
Yeah, nice and snowy and cold. I think it got down to double digits. Single digits. Single digits.
It dipped under 100? I can't believe it.
Yeah, no. It cooled off quite a bit. No, got to single digits last night. Oof. So,
Yeah. Yeah. We're going up to 50, what, 8 today? 59, something like that, Avery? Does that sound right to you?
Wow. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
But we're also expecting a lot of rain over the next week.
Yeah,
so
happens.
I'm not very thrilled. Because it's going to make it colder.
It does feel colder when it rains here in the fall. I'm with you on that.
Yeah,
that's not good.
I'm not a fan.
I've told people, you know, they say, well, how do you spend winters in Colorado? All that snow and stuff. First of all, most of the snow is in the mountains. When we do get snow here, it's gone usually the next day. But for some reason, 32 in Louisville is more uncomfortable than zero in Denver.
Yeah, humidity, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
100%.
Exactly.
All right, well, we will talk JCPenney today part of our culture item.
Yes.
And we'll talk to Dan about JCPenney, because I imagine the JCPenney catalog was where Dan was introduced to women. Is that fair, Dan?
It was either that and that. It's funny you bring that up, because that's exactly where I was going. And I remember we used to wait for the JCPenney catalog and for the Sears Roebuck catalog.
Oh yeah,
those were the two catalogs we got every year. Looking, and you'd go through that, you know, thinking about how wonderful it would be if you could afford all those toys. And yeah. Now, that was a big day when the catalog came.
Man, oh, man. All right. So we have a text request on the text line, Dan. So this person went to the Kentucky game last night.
Oh, yes.
And took his son, Matthew, to his first game at Rupp Arena.
Ooh, fun.
Okay. So
now that's something you'll never forget. I remember when I took my grandson to his very first game at Wrigley Field. That's something you'll remember the rest of your life.
And he texted into the postgame show last night, listening on the way back from Rupp, and Streetle didn't give his son a shout-out.
Oh, man.
So he would like you, Dan.
That's Streetle for you. It's all about him. It's all about him. You know, he doesn't care about any little kid seeing their first game in Rupp.
Shame on Streetle.
Oh, man.
Yes, exactly. What's the little guy's name?
So, Matthew. Could you congratulate Matthew for his first game in Rupp?
Matthew, I'm glad you got to see your first game at Rupp, and I hope you get to see many more, and I hope they play better than they did last night. Congratulations, Matthew. Go Big Blue.
All right, I think I didn't walk on that, so that dad can go back, find the podcast center, play that for Matthew later after school. Those are the cool moments. I got to do that for my son Charlie when we sang him Happy Birthday. I can go back to the podcast center and play him the Happy Birthday, that kind
there
of stuff.
You go.
No, it's the best. So,
yeah.
No, all right, so we're getting some good texts this morning right away. 437-9680 on the UPS Jobs text line. Avery, have you been listening to the Bone Valley podcast coming down on the text line?
I have not. I have been at work and I have been sleeping. That's literally all I have time to do.
Are you aware of the Bone Valley podcast?
Yes.
Okay, what is it about?
I have not listened to it. I've just heard the name.
Okay, got it. Okay. I assume it's about chopping up bones and things that you enjoy.
Yeah, it sounds like
okay,
it.
Okay, got it. Okay. All right, so UK does beat Bellarmine yesterday.
Hey, Louie, did I show everybody yesterday why I don't bet on sports?
It was pretty bad.
I was 0 for 2.
Yeah.
What was I thinking? I bet against Scotty, who has covered
everything.
Every major game he's played this year, including last night at Rupp, and I bet on Kenny. What in the world was I thinking about?
Yeah, I it's interesting because I think that game, if they aren't on that travel schedule, is way closer at the end.
No question.
No
question.
Really a problem at the end, probably, frankly, if they've still got their legs. And so I think UK caught a break last night. I hate to put it that way, but I think they caught a break last night because of the travel schedule for Bellarmine.
No, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what I thought as I watched it. I actually watched both games. I taped the Louisville game.
Okay.
Because they were on at the same time. I taped the Louisville game. I got my little laptop out and found ESPN Plus and watched the Kentucky game on my laptop. And then after that was over, went back and watched the Louisville game. So I actually watched every minute of both games.
For all of the complaining people do about the ESPN Plus games, you know, 10 years ago, you wouldn't have been able to watch that game.
No.
Right? And so I think it's better. That part is better. That it's at least televised, right? At least available to watch.
At least you can, can get it somewhere.
Correct.
I mean, you have to pay for it, which is where all of this is going. But at least I got to watch it. And you're 100% right. Bellarmine was giving them, and I think it was, who was the coach who said I think it was a UCLA coach, who said if you're a basketball purist, which I consider
Arkansas,
myself.
This is Eric Musselman.
Okay. He said you have got to watch. First of all, he said, I'm never playing.
I'm never scheduling Bellarmine. Yes,
yeah,
right.
You won't see Bellarmine on my schedule. But he's absolutely right. If you're a basketball purist, I mean, here's a bunch of kids. We're not talking about 5-star or 4-star. We're talking about a bunch of kids who know how to play basketball. And as a result, they stayed with, theoretically, one of the top college basketball teams in the country into the second half before they ran out of gas. So it's so much fun. Scotty ought to be so proud of those kids. And you know, he said it again, the experience that they've had. I mean, they'll be telling their grandkids about
100%.
the nine days that they went to Cameron Indoor, Pauley Pavilion, and Rupp Arena. I mean, that's what a great experience for them.
The only thing Scotty seems like the kind of guy that would have gotten this together if they had the funding, but someone documenting it with like film documenting that set of games for them would be an interesting, like, 20-minute, 25-minute sort of video if they could put it together. Like, the travel, the practices at the different places, the locker room speeches, that kind of stuff. Like, getting to watch them take all those trips and play all those games. Like, that would be a cool, quick documentary, yeah.
Well, exactly. And you think, I mean, forget about all these top-level kids. Bellarmine's never going to be in play for any of those. But you think that next level down, You don't think Bellarmine's going to be in the hunt on every kid when they hopefully have something like that to show them? One of the great stories that came out of last night's game that I really enjoyed was they practiced in the practice, in the UCLA practice yes. facility that John Wooden yep. practiced in. And there was a blackboard, his blackboard. And Scotty said, none of his kids had ever seen a blackboard before.
God.
I thought that was great. But yeah, and also it came out that Scotty made the kids go back and do some history, doing some searches on Coach Wooden, on Coach Rupp, on Cameron Indoor. And so, I know they lost by 20, but just a great experience.
So in the spring, when I was sitting in for Bob, and this text just came down on the text line, 437 Scott 9680, UPS job text line. Scotty should be the Louisville coach. You talk about culture and coaching. That man has it. Now, I think everyone around here agrees that, or many people, I should say, I'd never use the word everyone, that if they had hired Scotty D instead of Chris Mack, the program's in a better spot than it is today. No question.
No question.
Do they win at a super high level? I have no idea, but at least the program's in a better spot. It's winning at a better level than it was. How's that? I made the case that I thought when Coach Payne was hired that he should at least take a trip over to Newburgh Road and knock on the door and see if Coach Payne was interested in a high-level assistant job at U of L.
Coach Davenport.
Or Davenport, excuse me, yes.
Yeah.
Because Doug had already been named the successor. And so the line of succession was already put in place at Bellarmine. They had already made the transition to D1. He had won the conference title. His son was already ready to go for that job, for that head coaching job. And I would like to think that if Scott Davenport's in the building at the Yum Center, they're playing a little bit better during these games than they are now. Because the coaching level down there is unacceptably low. It's unacceptably low. And every game that they play like that, they teeter a little bit closer on becoming Nebraska football.
Yeah.
And the trajectory is unacceptable. I think, Dan, after watching last night, I have come to the conclusion this year will go down as the worst season in the history of the University of Louisville basketball. Period.
Yeah. Well,
period.
I mean, you see, it's not a small sample size anymore.
It is not.
Louis. It's seven games. And you see that the only thing that is consistent in the Louisville basketball program is how bad they are.
That's right.
I mean, the shooting percentages, the assist number. I mean, six assists. They had twice as many turnovers as they had assists last night. They shoot 33-34%. I don't know. You're absolutely right, because I don't know where you find 7 or 8 wins on this schedule.
Oh no, 7 or 8? No, 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 absolutely not. 7 or 8 is not an attainable number. No. I keep seeing this like, oh, Florida A&M. Yeah, they're 359 or whatever out of 363. I'm like, where do you think Louisville is? 350?
They can't be higher.
It can't be. I'm sorry. They can't be. Maryland punked them last night.
Yeah.
I mean, other teams went to Maryland and kept it closer. Maryland did whatever they wanted last night. L. Ellis threw up a 3 so bad that his defender could tell after it left his hand that it was going to be nowhere near the rim. And he just ran down the court and stood in the corner until someone threw him the ball. I mean, that happened last night. I mean, that happened at the Yum Center last night. It's that bad right now. And it is, I keep, it's one of those, you ever have the ex-girlfriend or the ex-boyfriend in your case, Avery, where you're still like, you see them on social media or whatever. And Dan, this probably doesn't apply to you because I think Sherry was your first girlfriend. But you watch them sort of just.
And I just look at her in the kitchen. I don't have to go to social media.
Right. Yep. That was a kitchen joke from Dan Issel. So the, but you watch them slowly deteriorate. You think this
that is a joke. I'm in the kitchen more than Sherry is.
Somebody's got to make those salami sandwiches. But the right, and someone texting in 7 or 8. I'm struggling to see 4. That's the kind of the number I'm at. It's like get to 5. I mean, at this point. But you watch them on social media. You watch them get worse and worse, and you can tell maybe they're drinking too much, or they've picked up a cigarette habit, or they're partying on Wednesdays when they have to be at work early on Thursdays, and you can just see it going down and down and down and down and down. And you go, okay, this is the bottom. This is it. They got arrested. They got a DUI. They got to turn it around now. And then a month later, they're back in court. And it just gets worse and worse. Now, I'm lucky. I haven't had this woman in my life. But
thank God for unanswered prayers.
But I think that's what we're watching right now. I keep waiting for the bottom of this program, and I don't know that we're near the bottom yet. That's what's terrifying.
Yeah, probably not.
Right.
And I'm petty, so I like to watch it happen and laugh because I find it amusing. But yeah.
Oh, Avery.
No, like seeing someone who you did not think could get any lower just get lower. When you're petty, that is very... It's amusing.
Oh, man.
You know my brain's not right.
Yep.
No,
we agree with that.
We knew that long before that comment.
Yes, you've known that for about 20 weeks or so.
Oh, God.
And I'll tell you another thing. I mean, not only is the program...
Texter texting in, by the way, that Louisville is 185 in the ping pong rankings, Dan, which, by the way, 185, 350, whatever, none of it is okay. None of it is okay. Louisville being anywhere in the hundreds, especially like 185, that's not okay. And I'm sure the texter agrees. I'm not picking on the texter, but like it's just, oof. I mean, Dan, that's the real concern here. Isn't, wow, they were bad against Maryland. Are we going to talk about it like this for 3 months? We might talk about it getting worse. Sid Curry's taken something like 10 shots in 7 games.
How is that
going to turn around?
He saw the floor for 8 minutes. 8 minutes yesterday.
And you said the only motivation for a guy like him is playing time. It clearly doesn't matter. There is no motivation for him. He's done.
Yeah.
He's done.
He played 8 minutes. He missed a shot, a free throw, had one rebound, and one personal foul. That's his stat line. But, what else are you going to do?
I agree. What else are you going to do?
The trainer experiment looks like it's over. He plays 15 minutes as a starter, and his stat line is much better than Curry. So I don't know where you go. Here is the biggest concern to me. They announced the attendance at 12,000, Louis. From what I could see, and I can't see the upper deck on TV.
Oh, no.
But
no.
There weren't 6,000 people in that building.
No chance.
And if you look at those expensive seats that are down below, you know, the camera shows the bench side, but you can see those courtside seats. They weren't half full last night. And those are people that are paying big money that obviously can't give the tickets away. And so, you know, that's where this thing is headed. I mean, by the end of the year, there won't be 4,000 people in that building to watch U of L play.
It literally isn't sustainable. It's the literal term for it is unsustainable. And it now needs to be said. Maryland was in the exact same spot last year. Danny Manning became an interim coach last year. They're undefeated and in the top 25. LSU, the beginning of this year, hired the Murray State coach. They had one scholarship player. They're undefeated. It has to be said, and I'm not saying that Louisville should be 8-0 or 7-0 or whatever. 3-4 would be fine with this schedule. Fine. And go to Maui and don't get curb stomped. You have to be concerned that there is a bottom to this program, and we're not even close. That's the concern. The concern is that the crater of this program is so far away. I saw on Twitter this morning something I never thought I'd see. A fan rooting for them to lose all of the games because then there's no chance you could retain Kenny Payne.
But, you know, and I understand that. And I understand.
I understand the frustration.
Yeah, I understand the frustration. And I understand Kenny. And I've said this a million times. You know, Adolf Rupp couldn't win a basketball game with this roster. Now, you can blame Kenny for that, but the way he coaches has nothing to do with them being 0-7. I mean, watch the games, people. These kids can't play basketball. They can't play basketball. And I don't know how you fix it. In the short term, I don't know what you do to fix this because these kids can't play.
So Drew played Payne's postgame opening statement during his show. And he said something like, you know, hey, it's not good enough. We don't have as much talent as the people that were playing. The effort's just not there. And I told them to start the second half, they need to fight for the first 5 minutes. And then they didn't do it. And I've asked you this question before because I know the answer for me, and I did not play sports as long as you did at any kind of level like you did. But I never had a coach with his demeanor where the team was always ramped up and super high energy.
You mean with his demeanor courtside or in the locker room?
Yeah, I think he's just that's just him, and I'm not it that doesn't have to be a bad thing. He's never going to be screaming and cursing at people. That's just not his demeanor, and I understand
right.
that.
Yeah.
But somebody needs to be. Like who is your assistant coach? You've talked about him many times. Who was the real AH on the coaching staff at Kentucky when you were there that would, you know, poke and prod and kind of get you guys?
Oh, Harry Lancaster.
There it is. Yes, Harry. Right. Yeah. And so maybe that guy's not on the staff and they need one. I don't know. But I mean, and I mentioned, you know, like knocking on Coach D's door earlier, you know, like he's not an AH, but he'd be poking at these guys at least, right? I mean, he'd be the one that would be, you know, bringing that energy, getting those guys going that way. In the same way, Dan, that you can say and accurately, like you just did, that there isn't talent on the floor. It is also his fault that he didn't get anyone in the transfer portal to fill in the roster, number one. Number two, there is no energy and there is no cohesion. And that starts at the top and then it trickles to the players.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I worry about. I'm not saying he can't win long term. I'm saying how it's constituted currently cannot win long term.
Well, I would agree with that. I would agree that his demeanor is not it's not terrific for building these kids up. Another problem I have with what you just said about his postgame, be careful about throwing these kids under the bus.
Correct.
Be real careful about that because there's a few of these kids that are playing hard. I mean, L. Ellis, I feel so sorry for that kid. That kid's doing everything. And you said he missed a three-pointer so badly that his defender ran to the who else you want taken?
Oh, no, and it's a result.
He does make one every once in a while.
No, that's right.
Nobody else makes one every once in a while.
It's a result of the entirety of the situation, absolutely. That's what I'm saying is, like, even a guy who, with the talent and the effort level of an L. Ellis, is just chucking. At this point, that's how he feels he has to play.
Yeah, exactly. And what he just said, what you just to me or remembered from the post game, what he said definitely needs to be said in the locker room. But be real careful when you start going public with that, because if he loses everybody, then he does have a real. Well, he's got a real problem now, but it gets even worse. But you can just see the body language of these kids. You know, it's almost like, you know, how are we going to get beat tonight? What's going to happen, that we have no chance to win this game? And you're right. Every aspect of this program right now is terrible.
Yes, you're right. You're right. And it's the only thing the reasons that I can confidently say this will be the worst season in U of L basketball history is they have the Yum Center and they have the practice facilities. In 1940, 1941, World War II is going on, and they're probably playing on a court that isn't level. I mean, that's probably just the reality.
Yeah, no.
And so that isn't what is going on in this town now at all. Period. And conversation over. They're able to pay the coach $3 million. He's never been a head coach before. Like, that's the kind of resources we're talking about. By the way, texter suggesting instead of talking about Louisville games the day after, we should have an extra edition of True Crime Tuesday.
Um, I'm not so sure Louisville basketball isn't more macabre than True Crime Tuesday right now.
Crimes against basketball. Oh man. But reminder, if you are interested in watching a basketball team that is organized and well coached, their name is the Louisville women's basketball team. They play Ohio State, top five Ohio State tonight. Pregame is at 7:00. Tip off at 7:30, and then we will have a postgame show with the very talented Chrissy Banta and some dude named Dave Skull on the Miller Lite postgame show. All of that on 93.9 and on the app tonight. So they are expecting essentially triple the attendance of last night at that game, Dan. So there you go. 14,000-15,000. Get down there if you can. Those games are a lot of fun. So there you go. All right.
So where do we go? Where do we go from here? I mean,
I think you go and you hire Scangarello to run the offense for U of L basketball. I think that's you go and you do that. Oh man! Now so, thing happened last night that I think is the easiest thing to do in sports right now, and now that it is, it's starting to bother me. And that's Cal going to bat for Bellarmine being in the NCAA tournament.
Yes,
it
yes,
is the
I
easiest take to have.
I saw
it. It is the laziest take to have.
It's about the kids, Louie. It's about the kids.
And it's very easy for Cal to say after he wins by 20 points.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's also not wrong. He's
no,
also not
that's
wrong.
Exactly what I was getting ready to say. He's right.
But it's
easy. It's easy. It's the right take. Yeah. It's the right take to have.
Right.
You know, and they should. Here's what I've said from the very beginning, Louie. They knew what the rules were when they went in, so they can't holler too loudly because they knew it was 4 years before they could play in the NCAA tournament. And I'm sure that was part of the agreement that they signed
yes.
to become a Division I school. So they can't yell. They can't go, you know, yelling and screaming and kicking. But it is the right thing to do. And it amazes me how whenever the NCAA, almost without a fault, whenever the NCAA has a decision to make, they make the wrong one.
Yeah. The place I always come back to on this is they at least should be able to play in the NIT. And just because the NCAA bought the NIT after
yeah.
they made the transition and then imposed yeah. the rules on that, Shame on them. That's yes. a ridiculous thing to do to Bellarmine. They should be able to play high-level postseason basketball after winning their conference tournament like every other freaking team in Division I. It's not okay. So That's it.
Well, Louisville has Miami coming to town on Sunday. Then they go to Florida State, and Florida State is not good. I mean, Florida State.
A very strange aberration for Leonard Hamilton, who has done
yeah.
a terrific job.
Florida State's the only other team in the ACC that has an overall losing record. Louisville and Florida State, who would have thought that? The only two teams in the ACC that have an overall losing record.
I definitely would not have thought about a Leonard Hamilton coach team. I really wouldn't have. That guy can flat coach. And he gets – they're all
and
the
he can
same
recruit.
Dude. Yeah, they're all the same 6'7" football tight end looking guy, all of them. Like, that's their whole team all the time.
But if they don't win a couple of these games, I mean Florida State, Western, Florida A&M, Lipscomb, easy for me to say, Lipscomb. It used to be something else. It used to be something Lipscomb. What was it?
I don't know, but I like how you keep saying it over and over.
No. It used to be two words, something Lipscomb.
Okay. I'll look it up right now. Keep going.
Yeah. After that, I don't see a win for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Maybe when Florida State comes to Louisville in February.
Are you thinking of David Lipscomb College?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Wow, that was in the 40s. Okay, all right.
No, it wasn't in the 40s. I can remember I did a basketball camp at David. It's in Nashville, right?
It is.
Yeah, I did a basketball camp there 100 years ago. And for some reason, Sherry's mom and dad went with us.
Yeah, in the 1940s.
Yeah. And instead of, and I don't know, we did something else in Nashville after or
yeah,
before.
Sure.
But instead of putting us in a hotel, they put us in the dorms. So Sherry and I and Sherry's mom and dad spent the night in a dormitory room at David Lidscombe.
I like that.
Oh, man.
Virgil, right?
Right.
Yeah, Virgil.
Right.
There we go. Yeah. A little Virgil. Yeah. Okay, yeah. David Lipscomb College until 1988. I'm just kidding.
You're not kidding because
it was before 1988.
It would have been in the 70s, yeah. I'm sure, when I was with the Colonels.
And that is named after David, the actual founder, David Lipscomb, who was a United Church of Christ minister. So there you go. How about that?
Mm. Okay. So.
All right. Well, take us to break. On the other side, I think we need to talk, Dan, because your favorite racetrack opens tonight. Do you know the number of entries for the last for the late pick four at Turfway Park tonight?
Well, let's see. They run 12 a race. I'm going to say 48.
It's literally 14, 14, 14, 14. It's unbelievable.
But they only run 12.
They'll run 12. Right? Yeah. That's awesome. Anyways, go ahead. Take us a break. Get out of there.
When did you ever think you would see Turfway in December have $70,000 maiden races?
Oh, how about three races in a row with $70,000 purses?
It's unbelievable.
It's awesome. It's the best.
Yep. Hey, a reminder that this hour of the show is brought to you by Kentucky Tourism. When you're ready to explore the outdoors, there's no better place than home. Hike, bike, paddle, fish, or even venture deep underground. This is Kentucky. Come see for yourself. Plan your getaway today at KentuckyTourism.com.
This segment with Dan Issel and Louis Rabeau is presented by KentuckyTourism.com.
Yes, you're home for instrumental music in Louisville. Here, Issel and Louis on 680-1057. ESPNLouisville.com, the app, your smart speaker, however you're hanging out this morning. Thanks for making us part of your 10 o'clock hour, which, of course, brought to you by our friends at Kentucky Tourism and KentuckyTourism.com. Tis the season. All of the seasonal light shows going on in Kentucky, available right there on the website, KentuckyTourism.com. So plan your visits today. That takes up about every Saturday of my life until Christmas, Dan, just so you know. A reminder, Dan mentioned it, Louisville basketball back in action Sunday afternoon, hosting Miami early, 11:30 pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off, all that, of course, over across the hall, 93.9, and on the app. And then you will get a postgame show with Taylor Lynch that day. I think he gets to talk that day, because Mark Blakenbaker will not be on that show. It is also conference championship week. Reminder, Pac-12 is Friday night. USC Utah in Las Vegas. All ESPN Louisville stations starting at 7. On Saturday, all of the games. SEC championship followed by the Big Ten championship starting at 3:30 here on this air, 680-1057. Over on 93.9, you'll get the ACC championship at 7. All that presented by our friends at UPS Jobs, Kentucky, UPSJobsKY.com. Did you watch the World Cup thing yesterday, Dan?
You know what, Louis? I did something yesterday that I have never done.
You watched
in my,
a soccer game from
life.
Beginning to end.
Exactly. That didn't. But with this disclaimer, that didn't involve my children or grandchildren.
Right. Okay.
Now I have watched a soccer game from beginning to end if they participated. This was the first one. I don't believe I had any relatives in this game. But can I guess something? From beginning to end.
You love that Pulisic laid out like that and gave up his body to score that goal. Like you adore that, don't you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody does, don't worry.
that was in the 90 and Louis, I admit right up front, I know absolutely
about
soccer. And if I'm lucky, I'll keep it that way. But but I don't understand. I mean, I know we go into that game yesterday.
Yes.
And even though the score is 0-0, Iran is ahead.
Yes.
Because all they need is a tie.
Yes.
And the U.S. needs to win. So for the first half, the ball never gets off of our side of the pitch. How do you like that? The pitch. they just stand there, and when the United States tries to kick it in, they just kick it out.
Right.
For 45 minutes. No, not 45 minutes. Then when the clock runs out, they have extra time.
Yes.
Let's play another 5 minutes. What do you say, guys? So, yeah, okay, we'll play another 5 minutes. And the ball, if the ball almost goes out, then they keep playing. If it goes out, then they throw it in, but they never throw it in from where it goes out. Because the guys throwing it in, they try to cheat about 10 yards up the field. And I just don't get it. I don't get it at all. I don't get how some people this is so important. I guess it's the upbringing. I guess you understand
right. All
of the ins and outs. I do know one thing. I came to the conclusion yesterday, being the color analyst.
Yes.
On a soccer game might be the most difficult job in the world. Because if this guy said the United States is milking the clock once, he said it 47 times. I watched it. I was happy that the United States won. I still don't get it.
It's all right. You know what I equate it to? So I love the Winter Olympics. For all of the like oddball sports that are in it, like short track speed skating or curling,
like bobsled,
yeah, bobsled, and like they take the turns, and all of a sudden you're an expert. They're like, "Ooh, Germany didn't take that turn very well," and it's like,
got a little high on that curve.
The hell do I know about bobsled? you are welcome to feel the exact same way about soccer with the World Cup, because you get to wrap yourself in the flag and have fun with it. It's totally fine. I think of the World Cup as a soccer only Olympics, I think it's just but you know, I mean, the difference is, I mean, three times as many people watch this as watch the Olympics. Worldwide? I mean, something like that. It's an incredible... I mean, as far as a being connected with every other person on the planet or as many people as possible on the planet, this is your opportunity to do that. Like, the number of people watching that game yesterday is probably around 1 billion.
It's incredible.
It is incredible.
And here's another thing I don't understand. You know it's being played in Qatar or Qatar, however you say it, Doha, because... somebody got bought off.
Correct, yes.
You know it's full. It's so corrupt. It's unbelievable. Yep. Did you – this – and this is really sad. Yesterday, one of the officials with the Qatar Soccer Association said between 400 and 500 workers were killed building the infrastructure. Did you see that?
Oh, Dan, this has been a conversation for a couple of years now, yes.
400 to 500 people.
Many of them in slavery conditions, Dan.
Yeah,
right.
Died. And we're supposed to celebrate that?
Right.
No, thank you. That might be the only game I watch in the whole... because the Netherlands, I'm assuming the Netherlands will be a big favorite to beat us. Is
correct.
That not correct?
Yep, correct, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. So,
hey,
I'm done with the World Cup.
All right. If you had to guess when they built the Mackinac Bridge between the Lower Peninsula and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan in the 1950s, how many men do you think died during that construction of the longest suspension bridge at the time in the world?
Really?
How many do you think died?
20.
Five. And they're building stadiums, and 500 people died.
Yeah. No, it's it, – I mean, it's just
– No.
It's just tasteful to me. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, there you go. All right. So the other national thing that I thought is pretty wild, and you and I have not talked much NBA since the season started, and I'd love to get your thoughts on these things because we – I don't know how much Louisville basketball talk I can do in a single day.
Yeah.
But
Well, you do know I played in the NBA, Louis, right?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm up on this.
Was that like when you were at David Lipscomb playing college basketball, or was it a different time?
No, it was. by the time I got to David Lipscomb, they had cut the bottom out of the peach basket. So I would have played before that.
Got it. This is a great text. Text coming in 437-9680. I love how other countries use the World Cup to air their grievances against everyone in press conferences. Like yesterday, the Iranian reporter asking the U.S. coach to remove a naval ship off the coast of Iran because he has that power. It's so true. But that speaks to how many freaking people watch the thing, right? That you would ask a question about a freaking naval ship at the World Cup. I mean, it's insane. All right, so Luka Doncic is a basketball player. He plays for the Dallas Mavericks. He wears the number 77. He looks a little like Dan, but better looking. He's got a great beard.
You never saw me when I was Luka's age. You can't say that.
I have seen many pictures of you, Dan. It's getting.
He's got more teeth than I had.
Well, yeah, that's. So he goes for 41, 12, and 12 last night. And, yeah. I mean, here's the full list of, the article starts with, full list of 40-point triple-doubles in the NBA this season. Luka Doncic, 3, everyone else, 0. We're in a great era where there are just a ton of guys in different markets who are just very much at the top of their game.
Yeah.
You got one in Denver. There's Luka in Dallas. Out in Phoenix, they've got one of the great shooters. I mean, it's just and then you get Giannis in Milwaukee. We went from that big three mentality, and it had to be on a coast, to these teams in these other markets having these guys. And the league is, I think, better for it because it makes for more interesting drama during the season.
Yeah, yeah. The reigning two-time MVP in the NBA plays in the Mountain Time Zone. I mean, and this kid, talking about Doncic, this kid he's just unbelievable. I mean, he is so special because he doesn't have a whole lot of help on this team. I mean, that's why he's getting 40 points a game, because nobody else can score. But when you get 12 assists and 12 rebounds, you're pretty special. So yeah, Kentucky has always Kentucky's always been more college basketball.
Oh, sure, yeah.
than the NBA. And I hear things like, well, you don't have to pay attention to the NBA until the playoffs. And they don't play any defense in the NBA. Let me tell you something. If they didn't play any defense in the NBA, the scores would be 200 to 187.
And that happens in the All-Star game every year. That's the best example of a counterpoint to that argument. Yes.
Yeah. But, I mean, if you want to watch people that are talented, people that can play the game of basketball, I mean, everybody in the NBA has one. I don't think you can say that about college basketball.
I think there are a couple of things that everyone should go do in person in sports. And one of them is sit close to home plate at a baseball game and see how fast guys are throwing the baseball and how hard it is to hit a freaking baseball, number one. Number two, go to an ice hockey game, because I think people don't know how fast it is and how continuous the motion is unless you actually go and see it. And the third thing is sit as low and as close to the court at an NBA game as you possibly can. You have no idea how big the dudes are, how fast they are, how athletic they are, and just how skilled they are until you're fifth, sixth row, go up to Indianapolis, go see a Pacers-Cavs game or something, whatever. Just pick two teams. And you'll be like, holy cow, I've never heard of this guy. he's one of the best basketball players I've ever seen in my life, right? Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable, especially if you're willing to go and get as close to the floor as you can.
Yeah, and the other thing that I would add to that is how physical the game is.
I agree with that, too.
Yeah. I mean, to call basketball a non-contact sport is ridiculous. But, I think that I've said this before, the jump from college to professional basketball is huge, because in college, if you're a really good player, let's take Oscar Shoeboy.
Yeah,
Oscar is going to play against somebody as good or better than he is 5 times this year, 8 times this year,
right,
10 times this year. When you go to the NBA, you might, as you just said, Louis, you might not know the guy's name, but you're playing against somebody as good as you are every time you step on the floor. And I think that that's the biggest difference. And that's how big the jump is from college basketball to the NBA.
We're getting a bunch of texts on the NBA, actually. 437-968 UPS Jobs text line. Someone asking about the Pacers. I thought they were going to brick for Vic. This is what's fun about the sport right now, is that Cleveland, relevant. Indiana, relevant. Toronto, relevant. Like, those teams in those markets that we don't think of. Utah, very relevant, right? Phoenix, Denver, New Orleans, frankly, has picked up where they left off last year, right? Memphis is relevant, right? And Ja Morant can be in Memphis and be, a face of the sport. It is this kind of part of the country in different places. It is a renaissance that's happening that hasn't happened in a while. Right. You know, once in a while we'd get the Bulls teams, we'd get the Pistons teams. But otherwise, man, the middle of the country really was left out of basketball. It was Boston. It was Los Angeles. It was Miami. Right. And so I really love that we're getting this middle of the country renaissance in the NBA, especially with these great players. And that Donovan Mitchell trade looks pretty damn good for the Cavaliers at this point, man. They're going to win a bunch of games. The East is at the top. You got Boston, you got Milwaukee and sort of everybody else. But that three through about six range with Cleveland, Philly, Toronto, the Pacers are in there. You get into the next group of the Wizards and the Hawks. That's a fun thing. Can the Nets ever figure it out? It's pretty incredible.
You talk about the Pacers. Night before last, they were down and they've got a couple of kids that, the Nebhardt kid that's a rookie that played at Gonzaga. He hit the winning three-pointer night before last against the team that plays in the same arena as the Clippers. And they had, not the Pacers, the other team, had a 17-point lead. Mm. A 17-point lead in the fourth quarter. And lost the game. And they've got a couple of the Halliburton kid, is that that the Pacers have?
Yep.
In the last three games, now you talk about, you just said this, Louie, people that, you're not really familiar with.
Yep.
This kid has, in the last three games the Pacers have played, this kid has 40 assists, 4-0, 40 assists and zero turnovers in three games.
People might remember Tyrese Halliburton from Iowa State. He was a fine college player, too, actually. And he's 22, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's going on right now in the NBA, and it's awesome.
Fun.
It is fun. And I was telling someone this the other day, might have been my dad when he was in for Thanksgiving. One of the things I appreciate about hosting with you is that, you had great success in your era, but you enjoy the version of basketball being played now, and you're willing to give a guy like Tyrese Halliburton his due because he's playing well, And so he just travels all the time and he carries the ball. And if he had to play by real basketball rules, he wouldn't have all those. You're not caught up on that stuff, which is good. So,
No, I mean, if as I said this at the top of the show, if you're a basketball purist, the one problem I have with the NBA is the same problem I have with college basketball, and that is, in my mind, they take way too many 3-point shots. Mm. And I know the analysts, say, well, you're better off taking a 3-pointer than a 2-pointer. Well, maybe so, but I know if you make a 2-pointer, they put 2 points up on the on the scoreboard. If you miss a 3-pointer, they don't add anything to your score. So I think basketball's gotten way carried away with the 3-point line. But other than that, I think basketball's is better than it's ever been.
Yeah, Isaiah Jackson, by the way, one of the luckiest men alive, drafted by the Lakers, but gets to play with the Pacers. So doesn't have to deal with that crap. They pay all his money out in taxes in California and sit in traffic all day and lose. Gets to go play for the Pacers in one of the best basketball arenas in the country. So that's good. But I just wanted to bring that up. I mean, it's awesome when guys like Luka, excel at the very, very highest level. And you mentioned it, and you're right, and it's why they won't make a run deep in the playoffs, is because if he has to do this all the time, it's just not sustainable, right? Yeah. And so they're gonna eventually run into a good team that is gonna push them back. All right, this is Isla and Lou. We're taking you up till noon. Bologna salami coming up next. here on the show. I am out tomorrow and Friday for some family stuff. Mike Gandolfo, Horse Racing Happy Hour, will join you tomorrow and Friday. He is he grew up a massive BBN guy, big UK fan, so he's going to be excited to hang out with Dan. You've heard him a couple times on Fridays on this show, so you will hang out with him. I have shared the outline of show sheets, Dan, so I will see if Mike can get the show sheet together.
Yep. I appreciate it. I mean, you've laid this out so beautifully that a Monday morning moron could figure this show out tomorrow. I mean, you've got the guests, you've got the sponsors. Yeah. It's terrific. Thank you for doing that.
No problem. And if you missed any part of the first hour of the show, make sure you go check out the podcast center at ESPNLouisville.com or on the app. You can listen to Dan's comments and my comments about U of L earlier today. Some praise for Scotty D and their performance last night at UK. On the other end, we will do Bologna or Salami. I also want to talk a little bit of CFP because I thought there was a great article on ESPN.com about how this could be very, very easy for the CFP committee, or not so easy if something goes down this weekend.
And of course, we have to talk about UK. They fixed all the issues yesterday.
I mean, I totally agree. Scangarello, get out of here. Yeah, by the way, someone on this show asked John Clay at the beginning of the year how the transition from Liam Cohen to Rich Scangarello would go, and I was told not to worry about it. I can't remember who asked that question. We'll talk about it next, though, here on 680-1057.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? LocallyOwnedDelivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDERNOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.